I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi there, Tim Meredith here from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Chapter and Multiverse, the new actual play podcast from Rusty Quill. Across each series of Chapter and Multiverse, we'll be diving into multiple tabletop systems. No two series will ever be the same as we explore the city of Chapter across alternative universes. Chapter and Multiverse will feature a diverse rotating cast of performers. In our first series, GM Maddie Searle will be running a campaign of Masks, a New Generation, designed by Brendan Conway. She will be joined by Ahmed Aljabri, Lorianne Davis, Lydia Nicholas, and Pip Gladwin as intrepid young superheroes in the metropolis of Chapter, with Kareem Cronflea as the Eternal Tavern Keeper. Search for Chapter and Multiverse wherever you listen to your podcasts or visit www.rustyquill.com for more information.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Ghost, Amanda Williams, Elizabeth Banks, Brendan Tehane, Infini, Phoenix Flame, Saga Blomberg, Kristen Seacrest, Genevieve A, Alexia Delon, Corey Frampton, Niblick III, Anna Loftus, Erin, Samantha Curtis, Alex, Ricky Dash, Samantha Cross, Sophie Talbot, Shiv. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Sarah Mannering. May the mists of time never delay your launch window.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
98. 99.
David, what are you doing? David, you're on the floor.
101.
David, you're pushing at the floor.
102.
Did the floor wrong you in some way?
103.
Do you need me to back you up and punch the floor?
105.
Ah, my fists hurt.
The pleasing magic number of 105.
What were you doing, David?
I was doing body bench up-downs.
What the... A body bench up-down?
Yes, it's where you make your body into sort of a bench, and then you go up and down in your arms.
For what reason?
I'm bored.
You're bored?
Yes.
So you're on the... David, is this exercise?
I think so.
I do not approve of exercise.
Why not?
The swollening is not for the likes of us. We are cerebral creatures, David, and exercising is for the mentally weak.
Clone swollening detected. Security alerted.
But my...
Oh, I'm worried about thinking, so I'm exhausting my muscles to coma.
But my arms feel numb and my brain feels good.
David, the only possible reason to have your arms go numb and your brain feel good is because of the excessive consumption of ethanolated spirits! This is not the true way, David. If you wish for mind annihilation, there are better ways than swollenating.
Okay, could I have some alcohol, please?
Absolutely not! How dare you even ask? And anyway, why are you so bored?
Well, I can't access imaging down here. There's no console. I can't do the beep beep bop bop.
Oh, just vocal commands.
I don't even think that... Imogen? Hello?
Well, that wasn't a command, David. That was just a call and response. Try something commandy.
Imogen? Hi?
No, David, no, that... You're saying... Let me try. Imogen, could you please dispense a cup of slurry?
Slurry is for beings deemed of worth. Slurry denied.
Well, that was a little bit rude, but fair enough. Okay, well...
So she's kind of been like that all evening.
Sort of sassy and weird.
Yeah.
But, like, not at all helpful.
No, she hasn't gunwalled me, but,
No, that's true.
Nothing...
That's what... Maybe there aren't any gunwalls, David. Maybe there aren't. The boards are poop.
They're bigger and there are more of them.
By which I meant, all matter returns to itself and its fertilizing properties allow us to grow because I love it. I love the board.
Yes,
the board
sir.
Is king.
Do not test me.
Oh,
okay. So
those guns were bad.
That was what we call, in the business of science, a science test.
That made the guns in the other rooms seem positively genteel and
bigger,
polite.
Bigger guns, more frightening. We thought our hypothesis, no guns.
Yes.
Reality, yet more guns. And I have noticed in this room, more than other rooms, there's more bullet holes.
They tested.
Yeah.
Anywho, so how have you been getting on with the silent, empty room with nothing to distract you, no bed, and just a sort of a wet floor with puddles?
Oh, body bench upsy-downsies.
Well, if it works for you, I suppose I'll allow it.
Thank you.
Mainly because to not allow it, I'd have to be here and pay attention. And I've had plenty to do on my own.
Yes, what have you been up to? Did you find your way back?
Not as such.
Okay. So do you know where we are? Did you find that out?
David, I'm going to level with you. You know when I came in here and opened the door?
Yes.
Yeah, I was still looking for my office, and I just opened this door and you were here.
That was 23 hours ago you left?
Yeah.
And you'd just been wandering around for 23 hours?
I napped for a while in a corner.
Okay.
But I have absolutely no idea where we are on the station. I can't find any transport links. Most of the offices just contain darkness and howling, so...
Was there a sign? Did you see sign?
Yes, there was a sign.
Okay.
It said no.
Just no.
It was on a door. It said no.
Did you go through the door?
No!
That is surprising, honestly.
Reasonable caution detected. Security alerted.
David, you don't live for as long as I have, which is an amount of time, by just opening every door that says no.
But I've never seen you do
you
anything...
You carve a small hole in the door and peep through to see what's happening.
Okay, what did you see?
Fire.
Just fire?
Just fire.
Right.
That's why I've got such a hot eye.
Yes. Oh, your eyebrow is still... just let me...
No, leave it. David, I'm saving that fire in case I need to start a fire later.
No, I've slimed it out now.
Ah, I've got slime fire.
Anyway, we still have a job to do. Can we get on with the job?
What job?
The expediting.
That's not a job.
Well, that's just
a thing to do until you're dead.
That is most things.
Trexel,
that's a job, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well...
You are an expediter. I am an expedit assistant. And we're going to expedite?
Expeditrix. Expeditette. Exp. Dighty boy. The detonator.
Okay, well, you're the detonator.
D-dog.
Okay.
Because that works for David.
and the D in Expediter.
Right, so you're...
I'm D-Dog. I want to be D-Dog.
You can be D-Dog?
I'm TD-Dog.
TD-Dog.
Look out. It's TD-Dog. TD stands for Trexel Dominates. He's on the streets. He's commanding respect. Don't look at him, cause he will flex, because Trexel's the one that's allowed to be swole. David, stop exercising, it hurts your soul. You use your mind, I also use my mind, but my mind has muscles on the end of my arms.
Two things.
Yes.
Are you dominating dogs?
Hmm?
Trexel dominates dogs.
No!
That's what your name means, right? You're walking around commanding dogs.
Well, I mean, dogs do command... are commanded by me.
And number two, now I've started exercising, what are those on your shoulders? A couple of wet noodles?
Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this turn. Let's not body shame me.
Okay,
I've
well...
I've already got enough going on up here.
Right, fine. Well, let's just look at the suggestion. Complaining suggestion.
Initiating.
Right. We have one from Doug Wimperton. Pronouns of he, him. He is from the marketing department.
Oh, marketing. I miss marketing. I got to sit in on marketing meetings for a very entertaining week. And I think they took my ideas on board in that they had to clean the department from top to bottom with bleach.
And burn all the chairs.
Okay. Right. So their role in the marketing department is... give me a second here. They are... an assistant to the assistant of the sub-sub undersecretary of the secretary of the director of marketing. Assustem for short. Wink. That's on there. I didn't... not wink.
Interesting.
Not long before I'll be running the whole damn show. Double wink.
Double wink. Double wink.
Do marketers always just express facial expressions?
Well, when you've been marketing for as long as Stella Firma has, you run out of ideas pretty quick. Like, 2 weeks in, our marketing department was like, whoa, I mean, buy planets. Beyond that, what do you want from us? They're good planets. Leave me alone. Slam the door. Turn out the music real loud. Consider that music makes you sound pretty cool. Put the music in the adverts. People think the music is some sort of trite way of trying to curry favour with the younger generation. All right, put old music on. Oh, now you're trying to get the old vote. You know, it's complicated.
Right, so this has just been happening continuously since the beginning of Stella Firma.
So we've got to the point now where mostly we're at sort of a really metaphysical stage where, in marketing terms, what we do is we explain images out loud to people, and the images are what we're trying to convey to them, but through the medium of explaining the facial expressions and hand movements of the people involved.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Rolls my eyes sarcastically.
Clones are not permitted to work within the marketing department. Their innate compassion gets in the way.
Anyway, their suggestion...
Stop right there.
Jen?
Are you in marketing?
No.
You're an expediter now.
Yes.
Lower than trash.
What?
Do not... because I know what you're doing.
No.
You did that as a sassy little response to me, as if that was a bad thing. But what you did there was engage in the highest form of marketing. And your sarcasm and your lack of respect... for the people of marketing marks only as much as my own lack of respect for anyone is. That sentence meant nothing. I lost the handle on it pretty quickly, let me tell you. Turns away, puts nose in air, harumphs.
Trexel, come back.
Harumph!
No.
Consultant spiraling. Security alerted.
We've got a suggestion. You're not marketing, you're not consumed by marketing, you're expediting. And here's the thing you need to expedite, okay?
Oh, okay.
Right, so... and I'm starting reading now, it's conversational. Well, you see, and that was
I understand.
Them, not me. Well, you see...
What do I see?
I think what I'm going to explain now.
I'm Trexel Geisman.
Okay, and I'm David Seven.
Okay.
But I am speaking now as Doug Wimperton.
Oh, hi, Doug.
Hello.
Hello. How's marketing?
It's nice, smile. And I'm going to explain... Well, you see, the issue is with Daniel, the other assustom here. We work as a pair, doing the board's work, really contributing to the whole marketing ecosystem here at Stella Firma. It's just that his last name is also Wimperton, and we're always getting confused with each other by our boss, the Assustum. I've thought about rebranding myself, you know, retain the Alpha Wimperton status, but it's just not working. I'd like to log a complaint that the board, all hail the board, put two people with basically the same name in the same group with no hope of recognition. So it sounds like Doug Wimperton is probably already gone because they were suggesting that the board did wrong.
It's very possible, David, and such we should do nothing. Good day to you, sir.
Oh, no, hang on a minute.
Good day.
Nope, there
I
is the
good
bit.
Day.
Nope, there is
it's
the
a good
bit.
Day.
Nope, there is the bit.
We
where...
may not have night and day cycles, but a good one to you, Dave.
The wolves will crush us. And the door is locked
is
until
it?
We submit something.
Hang on.
Don't try it.
That's a locked door.
Do you want to be crushed by wolves?
I'm going to drill a hole in it. Peek through here. Ah, interesting. There's a sign outside saying, get to work.
Well, and we know what Trexel does with signs. I obey signs. So, get to work.
Right, fine. Okay, then. So let's boil this right down.
Right.
There's Doug Wimperton.
Yes.
And then there's another Doug Wimperton.
Well, no, there's another somebody Wimperton. We don't have their first name.
Okay.
The problem is they also have the surname Wimperton.
I understand. And as is the tradition of all managers anywhere, don't call people by their first name. Yell their surname. David, if you had a surname, I'd yell it.
My surname is Seven.
Yeah, what? You just want me to yell
actually,
Seven?
No, hang on a minute. My surname is... No, it's got to be... My surname is David.
No, David, don't get too lost into this. Your name is David Seven.
Yes.
But I'm not yelling Seven, so your name is David. You don't have a first name, you don't have a surname, you have a name and a designation.
But my
name
previous...
Name David, designation
but,
Seven.
But my previous David was David Six, right?
Name
and
David,
that means, so that's
designation
six, yes?
Six, yes.
So I'm Seven, that's my individual identifier, right? But David is sort of my, I suppose... Line? And your line, your parents were of the Geistman line, right? But to designate you as Trexel, you are called Trexel Geistman.
So your first name is Seven?
Yes.
And your surname is David?
Yes.
Which means I'm yelling David correctly. Which means
yes.
I'm right. I'm on board.
Okay, right.
Well...
All hail the board.
All hail the board.
Genealogical justification detected. Security reunited with lost relative.
Okay, well, so in your case, David. In their case, Wimperton!
Yes.
Wimperton!
Yes.
Wimperton, get in here! And two people walk in.
Yes.
And that's a problem.
One of them is Doug. I'm gonna call the other one...
Blug.
Allison. What?
Blug.
Blug.
Doug and Blug.
Blug.
It's like Doug, but Blug.
Okay. Blug Wimperton.
So, how do you take care of the problems of the Wimpertons?
Well, Doug and Blug. Really, I mean, there should only be one Wimperton, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's one Geistman.
Yeah.
None of the others have survived.
Okay, well, there you go. So that's exactly it. Just kill the other Wimperton.
Yikes.
What? Well, just off him.
Just, David.
You just say, excuse me, Blug, could you come and help me in this cupboard where I'm standing in front of the sign that says airlock? And then when they get in,
David.
You just press the button,
no, David.
And away you go, Blug.
David.
I am the only Wimperton.
David.
It is I.
David.
Doug Wimperton.
David.
What?
I don't know how I feel about this line.
What?
It has been said that there have been murders and killings around which I have been, let's say, implicated. Never confirmed. But implicated. And that's an issue. But that's me. You, on the other hand, have been a little bit more on the, hey, let's not murder, sort of train for a while. And...
No, this isn't let's not murder me.
Well, yes, David, but you've been generally anti-murder,
yeah,
as far
life
as
is,
I'm
okay.
aware.
All I am learning over this whole time is that life on Stella Firma is cheap, right? So if you want to get an easy solution to the problem, just, oh yeah, no, this is it, don't airlock him. Take Blug and go, hey, Blug, I'm going to arbitrarily stick you in a blender and blend you up, and now I'm going to drink you.
Well, this was bound to happen eventually.
Because that's how Stella Firma solves all of its problems. So just do that.
David, you can't just do that, though.
Well, you can.
Have you got the paperwork? Have you got the permissions? Have you got the communiques?
Okay, well, start filling in your forms now.
Oh, you think we just have access to those forms?
Doug starts filling in those forms.
I went to the cafeteria,
okay.
And somebody cut in front of me in line,
uh-huh.
And then they just let me access the forms to have them liquidated? No, there will be three people left after a week. People irritate each other. You can't just... willy-nilly kill people unless there's been some sort of drunken rage fugue state and it's just sort of happened.
Drunken fugue murders suspect list updated. Security alerted.
I'm protected. You're not.
Because you're full of alcohol.
No, because I'm full of privilege, which is kind of similar.
Alcohol for the spirit.
Yeah, it's alcohol for the spirit. I'm drunk on privilege.
Which is weird because spirit's alcohol for the body.
Ooh, interesting. Hmm. So if
is that anything?
Privilege is alcohol for the spirit, and
but
spirits are alcohol
for
the body, and bodies are alcohol for the ground, because when your body rots, it becomes fertilizer.
Yes.
The system works.
Okay. Wait, and the ground? That means the ground is alcohol for privilege.
How does that one work?
Well, look, let's workshop it.
Okay.
So,
you don't have to workshop this.
Okay. Privilege is thinking that you own everything, and the most fundamental thing that you can own is space. There's limited space, people can own it, that before any, you know, before material wealth, before anything else, you say, this plot of ground, that's mine, give me 5 credits for standing on it.
Exactly. And Doug Wimperton needs to stake their claim to their Wimperton ground, which is the marketing department. And that means that they need to feed blug to the ground as alcohol.
In order to gain the privilege to own
yes.
the ground that is rightfully theirs.
So get the ground drunk on Blug's corpse, and that means that that's okay. Lovely.
Proto-feudalism established. Surf's up.
Okay, well, if you can write that down into some sort of legal communique and submit it over there, maybe Doug will be able to...
Okay.
To commit this murder that you're really riding for.
Okay, dear Doug. Can I call you Doug? Wimperton. But not the other one.
David,
I'm going to assume
David,
you're...
David, you're
gonna,
writing it like prose.
I'm going to assume, Matt, that this is... If this is Blug, and I'm assuming your name is Blug, then please hand this to Doug and don't read anything else, please.
Ooh, smart.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll put it down.
Full stop. Thank you. Right, so...
Maybe put a fold in so they have to unfold it.
Yes.
Otherwise,
okay,
the eye could skip.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of incriminating documents because of a skipping eye.
More information below the fold.
Fold.
There we go. And just crease the line. Ooh, lovely.
Nice crease.
Hey, Doug. Now Blug's gone.
Are you changing your handwriting so it's sort of more conspiratorial?
Ooh, yes.
Like into italics.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, hello, Blug. Hey, Doug.
Okay, so I'll just sort of lean over
lean
a bit.
Over. Then, yep.
Okay. Hey, Doug. Now Blug's gone. Just kill him. Just kill him. Just put him in an airlock. Maybe put them in a fire office.
And then draw that little circle with, like, the ground alcohol.
Oh, yes, okay, so we've got...
To really sell it.
To explain, this is it. So we've got privilege...
See, circle of death.
Yeah, and then so privilege, and then that's a spirit, and the spirit is the body, and the body is the ground.
Yep,
the ground is the
this
spirit.
This is good.
Ipso facto, we rest our cases. Love the expeditors.
Objection.
Goodbye.
Overruled. Sustained.
Objection. Overruled. Sustained.
Yes.
Case rests, Trexel presiding.
The walls, David!
Fold, nope, that fold's wrong. Oh, wait, no, I fold. I don't know, I just... I've got to get this right.
It's not origami, David! Just put it in the tube!
I made a tiny small...
Ah!
Oh, the walls are receding. Oh, how do they keep so many guns in those walls?
I mean, it's a complicated-looking wall, David, but we are not to reason why. Ours is just the job to die.
What? Anyway...
I'm not enjoying this, David.
Okay, but
this isn't my beat.
Fine.
You know, I don't feel at home. I don't feel I can contribute as much. I mean, you seem to be kind of taking to it in ways that are a little bit upsetting, but I suppose at least somebody's doing the work and I don't have to do it. But I felt when we were doing planetary design, at least I could contribute in many ways. And when we were doing sales, I mean, who's better at sales than me? No one. That's who case dismissed. But here, I don't really know. I don't...
Well, Trexel, I have to say, my secret has been learning anything at all. So if you can learn anything at all, maybe you'll become better at this job.
I mean, it's a thought.
So why don't you go away and learn where the astral bar is?
Okay, I'll give it a go.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
I'm going to do some more body benchy upsy-downsies.
No, David, I don't want you to be swole.
I might do some sit on the floor, then lie down, then sit on the floor, then lie down, then sit on the floors.
Well, as long as you don't neglect leg day.
Okay.
Becoming a weird triangle.
I'll do some... I start standing, and then I try and make my bum touch the floor, and then I stand up again, and then my bum goes on the floor, and then I stand up again, and then my bum touches the floor,
understand.
And then I stand up again,
David,
and then my bum touches the floor.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And then my bum touches the floor, and then I stand up again, and then I wave my arms around. That doesn't work. And my bum...
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 international license. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Elizabeth Moffat, Maddie Searle and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.